From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. They're called enchufados, Venezuelans plugged in to the country's corrupt socialist regime who bring allegedly dirty wealth here to Florida. The U.S. has just indicted one of the wealthiest alleged enchufados, who may now lose his Coral Gables mansion. Few Venezuelan businessmen have ingratiated themselves with the Bolivarian Revolution more shrewdly than Raul Gorin. His biggest prize came 5 years ago when the socialist regime let him buy one of Venezuela's largest TV networks, Globovisión, which had been an opposition voice. People who get rich off the revolution are known as the Boli bourgeoisie, and like a lot of them, Gorin brought his riches to South Florida, where he hoped to expand Globovisión's operations. He also bought an $8 million Coral Gables mansion. But he also bought the attention of the Trump administration, which is aiming to cripple the finances of the dictatorial Venezuelan government. This week, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami has indicted Gorin under the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act for allegedly paying tens of millions of dollars in bribes to Venezuelan officials. He's also charged with helping them launder that money. Among the assets fingered for seizure in the indictment are Gorin's pricey Coral Gables digs. Gorin is just the latest Venezuelan to be indicted in South Florida in cases like these. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.